This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 75 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. It's warm, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. High today in the low 90s. Chance of rain is 30%. That will go all the way through tonight. Low tonight, low 70s. Tomorrow, a partly sunny day with isolated showers and thunderstorms and highs in the low 90s. And tomorrow night, a 20% chance of rain with a low, once again, in the low 70s. So no changes in the weather forecast. A Chapel Hill man was hit by while biking on North Fordham Boulevard near the Estes Drive intersection on Tuesday afternoon. Donald Holloway, 75, was knocked off his bicycle at 4:48 p.m. by a truck hauling a trailer with a heavy piece of equipment on it. Sergeant Donnie Rhodes of the Chapel Hill Police Department has confirmed that the piece of equipment hit Holloway, catapulting him over his handlebars. The truck driver didn't realize that Holloway had been hit and continued to drive until police later stopped him. The driver also said he thought Holloway was a pedestrian and did not realize he was riding a bike. Holloway, who was wearing his helmet at the time of the accident, was transported to UNC hospitals. Sergeant Rhodes said he believes he did not sustain life-threatening injuries. The incident caused the right lane of Fordham Boulevard to be closed off, and traffic was backed up for about an hour. Elected officials in Carborough, Chapel Hill, and Orange County are closer than ever to finding a way to bring sewer service to the residents of Rogers Road. But a recently launched federal investigation could bring that progress to a halt. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich says she's worried that a year and a half of work by the Rogers Road Task Force might be grinding to a halt as the Environmental Protection Agency launches an investigation into claims that the County Planning Department engaged in racial discrimination.
I'm a little concerned about it. I think that we are going to still move forward with recommendations. I think Carborough and Chapel Hill can keep moving forward. Orange County, on the other hand, might have to stop.
After decades of discussion and dozens of reports, plans, work groups, and task forces, elected officials from the towns and county are on the cusp of creating a cost-sharing plan that would extend Owosso sewer service to Rogers Road, the traditionally low-income African-American neighborhood straddling Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County that's hosted the landfill since 1972. The sewer project is part of a landfill remediation plan that's estimated to cost approximately $6 million. The Carborough aldermen say they'll contribute nearly $1 million. The Chapel Hill Town Council wants to explore extending extraterritorial jurisdiction to the neighborhood to make it easier to spend municipal tax dollars on the Rogers Road sewer project. But Orange County commissioners, who up until now have led the charge to make amends for the landfill, are keeping quiet. That's because the EPA recently declared it has jurisdiction to launch a federal investigation into allegations that the County Planning Department and Owosso discriminated against the largely African-American community by failing to provide water and sewer service to Rogers Road. Rich says the county commissioners can't take action on the task force's recommendations until the investigation is concluded.
We actually need to be very careful with how we move forward with this. We know that it could take months, up to a year or more, for this investigation to be complete.
At stake could be a federal grant of $1.3 million awarded to bring sewer service to the Eflin and Buckhorn communities in western Orange County. The complaint, filed by the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA, alleges that the county's failure to apply for similar grants to fund the Rogers Road sewer extension amounts to intentional discrimination. The Eflin-Buckhorn sewer grant was awarded to the county in December 2010. At that time, there was not a concerted effort underway by the towns and county to bring sewer service to Rogers Road. The current task force didn't get its start until 2012, when the county commissioner's decision to close the landfill spurred action on a remediation plan. The EPA's announcement that it was launching the investigation this June took many by surprise, including those who originally filed the complaint against the county in 2007. That complaint was expanded in 2011 following the allocation of the Eflin-Buckhorn grant money. Up until recently, Mark Dorson was the lead attorney representing RENA. He says the federal agency took so long to respond to the allegations that RENA leaders thought the complaint had been abandoned.
The EPA complaint was just sort of out there for a long time, without any sort of information or feedback as what was happening. They collected some information, and then it was just, you know, folks just didn't hear anything.
In the meantime, Dorson was elected to the Orange County Board of Commissioners, one of the three local governments responsible for funding the sewer extension. At the board's last meeting in June, Dorson put forward a resolution pledging the county to provide funding for the yet-to-be-determined sewer plan. The motion failed in a 5-2 vote, in part because other commissioners were wary of taking action during the ongoing investigation. Speaking at the June meeting, Commissioner Alice Gordon argued against the resolution.
The county attorney has advised the commissioners to exercise significant restraint in authorizing expenditures in this area. I think we're much better positioned there. We just let it go forward. The task force is meeting.
Since then, Dorson says he's decided to recuse himself from deliberations that involve the EPA's investigation. He says he's also stepped away from his role as RENA's legal counsel.
I have now withdrawn as legal representative of RENA with regards to that complaint because obviously I would have a conflict representing RENA and being on the county commissioners. So I've also recused myself from the commission on any discussion or matters or any information or meetings related to that so that there can't be any concerns about actual or potential conflicts of interest.
But Dorson hopes the work of the current Rogers Road Task Force can continue.
It's good public policy for us to provide those promised services and benefits to that community. You know, I hope I can continue to be an advocate for that. I think that's not just in the best interest of Rogers Road. I think it's in the best interest of all of Orange County that we, you know, honor those commitments and address the harms and the impacts that that community suffered.
The task force is set to meet on Wednesday. It's the next to the last meeting of the group, and elected officials are hoping to come up with solid recommendations to take back to each governing body in the fall. While Chapel Hill and Carborough may be ready to take action after the summer break, Orange County leaders could have their hands tied for the foreseeable future. Penny Rich has served on the task force, first as a Chapel Hill Town Council member and now as a county commissioner. She says she wants to make sure that the remediation efforts don't lose momentum while the EPA conducts its investigation.
We can talk and talk and talk, but it's not until we take action that it feels like it's really happening. And my hope is that the invention goes quickly, and we can move forward with some action to help the neighborhood that has not been helped for so many years.
The task force meets at 4 o'clock Wednesday at the Solid Waste Administration Center on Eubanks Road. Elizabeth Friends, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina is in a very negative light nationally. We'll have that story coming up for you at the bottom of the hour at WCHL. More news coming up in a moment, 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hello, I'm Gary Phillips of Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carborough. Well, I founded Weaver Street Realty with Kathy Buck in 1982. We moved to our building in 1984, bought it about 10 years later, and we've been there for almost 30 years.
Weaver Street Realty is one of a kind.
We have a very unusual real estate company. We consider ourselves an ecological real estate company. One of our greatest attributes and most unusual attributes is that we've been working together for decades. The modus operandi of most real estate companies in this market is that people are constantly moving and changing. Jay Parker and I have been together for a quarter of a century. Louise and Jay and I became partners over two decades ago. Don Bass and I's been with us through a couple of decades. We're a company where people tend to stay and feel comfortable and increase their skills, and we're sort of a chosen family. We have a really high standard of excellence. We tend to load down every single thing we have with the most information we can possibly get. My goal is to know more about a piece of property I have for sale than any other person, including the owner. That's a lot of time on the ground. And thank goodness I get to do a lot of what I call field work. I'm out on property all the time.
Gary Phillips and the other folks at Weaver Street Realty also specialize in land.
One of the ways we branded ourselves maybe 10 or 15 years ago was as the Muddy Boots Team. You'd walk into our office and you'd see a pair of boots beside just about everybody's desk. And the idea was that we were ready to go out on a piece of land. And we're still pretty much involved in all that. Every single person in the office is land ready. Our residential inventory has grown and grown and grown, but still land's a very, very important part of our business.
Get in touch with Weaver Street Realty.
It's 116 East Main Street, downtown Carborough. Easy to find. The phone number is 919-929-5658.
And, of course, Weaver Street has an excellent website as well.
WeaverStreetRealty.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:17, 17 minutes after 6 at WCHL. With just a few days left for potential candidates to file to run in this year's municipal elections, each day brings new aspiring town leaders into the race. WCHL's Aaron Keck has the latest on Chapel Hill.
Lauren Hintz is the former chair of the town's transportation board and currently a Chapel Hill High School teacher. He filed to run for town council in Chapel Hill this week. 4 seats are available. He's the 7th candidate to file this year. Hintz also worked on the Chapel Hill 2020 initiative and currently serves on Orange County's Commission for the Environment. He says his diverse job experience gives him exceptional insight into the inner workings of Chapel Hill.
Through the boards of the town and serving with the county and then also being a school teacher, I feel like I understand 3 levels of government in the area and would be able to help address a lot of the issues that need addressing in Chapel Hill.
As a board member, Hintz says he would like the council to be more active and work more on recommendations from Chapel Hill's various boards, harkening back to his own experience with transportation.
I felt that they did listen. The bigger issue was often there was a very long time in bringing action.
In the future, Hintz says he sees Chapel Hill's main challenge as a struggle to preserve its current quality.
Associated with that are maintaining our transportation infrastructure, addressing the budget, especially with the state and federal government reducing funding for local government. It's going to be more and more difficult for us to provide the services that we need to do.
The other town council candidates so far are Gary Kahn, Maria Palmer, Paul Nebe, George Cianciolo, and incumbents Ed Harrison and Sally Green. The other two incumbents, Lauren Eastham and Gene Peace, have announced they will not be running for re-election. Election day this year is November 5th. The last day to file for municipal or school board office is this Friday at noon. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In Hillsboro, Megan Layla Carmichael filed to run for a seat in the town's Board of Commissioners. She's the 3rd candidate for 2 open seats. Both of the incumbents have announced that they will not be seeking re-election. Time now for your traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Crown Honda at South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda at South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Well, traffic's slow, as always, this time of the day, but when it picks up, Rand Northam is checking on traffic throughout the morning. You'll hear from him in about a half hour on WCHL. Right now, everything is copacetic. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. It's 74 degrees, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast, mainly for the afternoon. Our high today on the low 90s. Chance of rain is 30% today, so get ready for a day pretty much like yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. Time now for David Landerman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Shop the O'Reilly Auto Parts Super Saver Sale and find Berryman Total Fuel System Cleaner on sale for $4.99. Clean clogged injectors with Berryman Total Fuel System Cleaner, $4.99 during the Super Saver Sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stock up on summer savings now at Macy's. Save 40 to 80% on clearance store-wide, including home. Take extra savings for him and her on shorts, pants, tees, tops, swim, and more. Get an extra 20 or 15% off when you use your Macy's Star Rewards card or savings pass. Plus, find great new price reductions throughout the store. Hurry in to Macy's Fashion and Home Clearance. Savings off regular, original, and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Top 10 books on Al Qaeda's summer reading list.
Oh, Al Qaeda has a summer reading list.
That's what it says here. Top 10 books on the Al Qaeda summer reading list. Here we go, number 10. Green Eggs and Hummus, number 9. Charlie and the Uranium Enrichment Factory, number 8. Number 8, Men Are from Mars, Women Are Not to Be Acknowledged, number 7. Number 7. Hamlet, Hold the Ham, number 6. Eat, Pray, Detonate, number 5. Number 5, we have a tie, The Goat Gatsby and The Great Goatsby.
It's a tie.
Yeah, it's a tie. Number four, Dreams from My Fatwa. Number three, The Hijacker's Guide to the Galaxy. And number two, Moby Al Dick. And the number one book on the Al-Qaeda summer reading list, What to Expect When You're Exploding.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His musical guest will be Courtyard Hounds. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Last week on the grid, we heard from East Chapel, Ohio's head football coach Jonathan Sherman as his team prepares for the 2013 season. And this edition of our high school football preview series, WCHL's Matt Elks got a chance to hear from the players themselves. Sophomore quarterback Connor Stowe was proud of his ability to guide his team to the playoffs the first time in a long while last season. And Stowe says he's looking forward to the 2013 campaign for a number of reasons.
Yeah, I think so. We got a good team together, and we're all close, and that's what we want. We want a good team chemistry and like a family type bond.
Stowe says he believes his Wildcats have a lot of motivation to play hard this coming season. In fact, he says he and his teammates have something to prove.
Being a 4A school, kind of big time, we just want to go out there, compete, because we haven't been the highest or strongest type team out there, and we just want to go out there and prove to everybody that we're something.
Senior defensive lineman Chris Austin chimes in on what gets him so fired up to play football.
Probably be Friday nights, you know, putting on the pads, getting ready, especially for home games, homecoming, and I love hitting. That's one of my best memories.
East Chapel Hill High School getting ready for football season with some high expectations this year. You can view this and all our other stories in the Grid series on our website, chapelbro.com. We'll have more details coming up next hour on WCHL. And we will tell you that Tar Heel receiver Quinshon Davis was named to the 2013 Biletnikoff Award watch list yesterday. 625 at WCHL.
Every aspect of your business be more productive. Find a dealer at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com. This is Charles Osgood. Do you know about BAM? We're talking about baseball's BAM. Bob Bowman's BAM, says our CBS News colleague Jeff Glore.
Bob Bowman has been running Major League Baseball Advanced Media, or BAM for short, since it launched 13 years ago.
What Commissioner Bud Selig had in mind back then was to oversee the websites of all 30 Major League teams. But look what's happened.
Today, it manages almost every digital aspect of the game. One of the tech world's top players.
Bob Bowman has used BAM to spin horsehide into gold.
We pursued all these revenue items, sponsorship, merchandise, ticket sales, subscriptions, everything, because we didn't know which would work.
And the payoff.
BAM. Wait till you hear after this. When it comes to insurance, you've got all sorts of options. Consider this. Mutual insurance companies like auto owners are owned entirely by their policyholders. This means that the company's goal is to protect and serve you. It means that they are working to make you happy. Best part, you can get auto owners insurance through an independent agency in your local community. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto owners insurance. Then no problem, people.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice. Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Our colleague Jeff Glure took advantage of the All-Star game break to focus on what Bob Bowman's BAM has become almost overnight.
We built servers that could host and stream every regional broadcast of every game online.
We probably on a Saturday, which is our business day, will have 100 to 110 live events that we're capturing, coding, and streaming for ourselves, baseball, as well as for all of our clients.
No, those clients have nothing to do with baseball.
Last year, BAM broadcast 20,000 live events. More streaming video than any other company on Earth.
As for baseball, not only every game, but every pitch of every game is captured.
Back at BAM, video and data are combined and then converted to a format that can be played on 3,500 different devices.
The phone is our first screen. It is our reality.
And in that reality, BAM and Bob Bowman remain way ahead of the curve.
So to speak. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heal.
You can't miss Diamonds Direct Crabtree's largest ever ring event this weekend. Every ring is on sale. Thousands. It's a great time to take her existing diamond and give it new life with a fabulous new designer setting. Meet top designers and see all the latest styles and get special pricing on all wedding bands, all sapphire rings, all stackable rings, all three stone rings. It's 3 days of incredible savings on all rings. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's 72% off, $54 for three bar classes, available now for $15. Core bar classes are different from any fitness routine you've ever done, fusing elements of cardio, yoga, and weight training classes that tone and shape your body. With today's deal, get three core bar classes or choose from any of the 23 classes they offer, including Pilates and Power Yoga. It's 72% off from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hello there, this is Wayne Pond. You are listening to the WCHL Morning News. Congratulations to Ron Sutton, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Don't forget Fridays on the Front Porch, Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's 74 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, warm, partly sunny today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 92, chance of rain is 30%. That will continue all the way through tonight, below tonight, below 70s. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, the high in the low 90s, chance of rain is 20%. And then tomorrow night, 20% chance of rain, partly cloudy skies, isolated showers and thundershowers possible as well.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
And
the combination of high temperatures and humidity making it dangerous in some areas. Meteorologist John Elliott in New York.
Heat advisory in effect for the city, northern New Jersey, Hudson Valley.
Jennifer McLogan reports it's taking a toll on food.
Watermelon and cantaloupe could burst. Table grapes can turn to raisins. But wineries like heat. Sun brings out the sugars on the vine.
Every one of us, we eat, and every consumer is going to be affected.
The Long Island Farm Bureau says it will know within weeks the impact heat will have on harvests and on prices at the store.
Any relief in sight? Brian Cordy with the National Weather Service.
It looks like right now that this heat wave will probably break sometime over the weekend, probably on Saturday or Sunday.
Until then, stay in the shade and drink plenty of water. From the CBS Newsroom, I'm Heather Bosch.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 74 degrees this morning. High today on the low 90s again and a 30% chance of rain. A Chapel Hill man was hit while biking on North Fordham Boulevard near the Estes Drive intersection on Tuesday afternoon. Donald Holloway, 75, was knocked off his bicycle at 4:48 p.m. by a truck hauling a trailer with a heavy piece of equipment on it. Sergeant Donnie Rhodes of the Chapel Hill Police Department confirmed that the piece of equipment hit Holloway, catapulting him over his handlebars. The truck driver didn't realize that Holloway had been hit and continued to drive until police later stopped him. The driver also said he thought Holloway was a pedestrian and didn't realize he was riding a bicycle. Don Holloway, who was wearing his helmet at the time of the accident, was transported to UNC hospitals. Sergeant Rhodes says he believes he did not sustain life-threatening injuries. The incident caused the right lane of Fordham Boulevard to be closed off yesterday, and traffic was backed up for about an hour. We never like to hear that North Carolina is being viewed in a negative light nationally, overshadowing the progressive efforts we've made locally. Recently, though, it seems our state can't stay out of the spotlight, and for reasons many are not pleased about. WCHL's Rachel Nass spoke with expert on public opinion statistics, Chapel Hillian Tom Jensen, to talk about how this negative attention could affect our state.
Getting made fun of on The Daily Show, getting made fun of on Colbert, that sort of thing. You combine that with a sort of more serious getting chided by the New York Times. Seems like every week there's a new thing getting a lot of attention where people outside the state are really sort of making fun of North Carolina.
Jensen, a public policy polling in Raleigh, fears that this negative press, sparked by policies rolling through the Republican-led General Assembly this session, will hurt the state's business climate. The New York Times published an editorial last week on the state's policies with the headline reading, "The Decline of North Carolina."
Ultimately, if you get a reputation sort of as a yokel state where the government's kind of crazy and that sort of thing, that's bad for business recruitment. It makes businesses not want to move here and create jobs in the state.
Last year, North Carolina was ranked number 4 on CNBC's America's Top States for Business, but fell out of the list in 2013, dropping 8 spots to number 12. North Carolina had previously been on the list each year since it was started in 2007.
I think that's one of the first signs that people outside of North Carolina sort of are waking up to the fact that the state's getting very extreme. And that particular thing's been in the news a lot over the last couple of weeks. I think that may be part of why you see the Republican poll numbers getting so bad.
Jensen explains unhappiness over the abortion restrictions bill pushed through the Senate and then the House in a less than transparent manner seems to be driving the voters' disapproval of Republican lawmakers. Jensen says there's also been a major shift in voters' opinion of North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory.
Well, this is the first time we've ever found Pat McCrory with a negative approval rating. Only 40% of voters approve of the job he's doing, 49% disapprove, and that's a net 15-point decline just from last month.
The numbers suggest that the Moral Monday protests against the regressive policies of the General Assembly are effective in the eyes of North Carolinians. 45% of voters have a favorable opinion of the demonstrations, whereas only 40% disapprove, according to Jensen. The protests have caught the attention of national media outlets such as MSNBC, Fox News, and CNN, who have sent camera crews to cover the weekly peaceful rallies that have resulted in more than 800 arrests.
Nothing like this has ever happened in North Carolina. I think we've always been thought of as a pretty centrist but forward-moving state that, especially more than other states in the South, has been willing to move forward on key issues. And what's happened over the last 2.5 years, but especially just over the last 6 months, is something that's very new for us.
The 2012 election saw the first time in 140 years that Republicans controlled the governor's mansion and both chambers of the General Assembly. But Jensen says this could change with the next election.
And when he asked people if there was a legislative election today, what party would you vote for? Democrats have a 9-point lead at 51-42, which is the biggest lead we've ever found for them on that measure.
To view the full report by Public Policy Polling, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's all but set that a tax overhaul deal reached by Republican Governor Pat McCrory and legislative leaders will soon become North Carolina law. The House and Senate scheduled one more required vote on the package today before it goes to McCrory's desk for his signature. Individual and corporate income tax rates would be reduced and the sales tax tinkered with to cover a few more transactions. Republicans giving tentative approval to the bill on Tuesday say it will put more money into people's wallets and give North Carolina an advantage in business recruiting. But Democrats contend wealthy taxpayers will benefit the most at the expense of everyone else. The governor's office scheduled a signing ceremony at the old Capitol building late this afternoon, but didn't say for what legislation. About 200 supporters are expressing their appreciation for North Carolina Republicans' efforts to cut taxes, require identification before voting, and make getting abortions more difficult. Republican groups organized a rally yesterday at the government complex in Raleigh to praise the GOP-led legislature and Governor Pat McCrory for their work passing conservative policies. The event was planned in part to counter Moral Monday protests, rallies held by opponents of Republican policies, which have drawn several hundred demonstrators every week since April. Linda and Bill Park of Pinehurst said they're McCrory backers and wanted to support ideas they believe North Carolina should follow. 77-year-old Bill Park says the deal between the governor and top legislative leaders to cut personal and corporate taxes is a step in the right direction. And after breaking ground more than 2 years ago, UNC's newest hospital in Hillsboro is open for patients. WCHL's Rand Northam reports.
The Hillsboro UNC Hospital's medical office opened July 1st. The complete facility is still 2 years from completion. Vice President of Facilities Planning and Development for UNC Healthcare, Ray Lafreniere, says the 60,000-square-foot building holds a number of different departments.
Some of the clinics and services that are in the building are hematology, medical oncology, laboratory services, radiology, urology, GI medicine, dermatology and skin cancer, pelvic health, OBGYN, and surgical oncology.
Lafreniere says the UNC Hillsboro Hospital is an extension of the main campus hospital, built to transfer the high volume of patients to another treatment location.
Right now, on the main campus, we're at 90%, 95% capacity running most of the time.
The main campus's high volume is due largely to UNC being a state hospital, thus taking patients from all over the state. Lafreniere says the hospital itself should be finished in July 2015. It will be 256,000 square feet and will hold 68 patient beds. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary. That'll be followed by some Tar Heel trivia on WCHL.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro. Check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
It's 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, 641, 19 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Commentary on Moral Mondays? So much to write about and where to start. So much of the work of the legislature is done in the offices, halls, and closed doors of the leadership. When the Moral Monday started, my reaction and others was, this is meaningless, irrelevant, and won't help in the legislative process to get bills passed or defeated or even at best improved until they don't cause so much damage. We saw it as a diversion in our quest for negotiations. Furthermore, after ignoring the Moral Monday gatherings, the media decided to cover it as a circus. But as we saw the crowds grow and respected people like clergy, doctors, educators, CEOs of nonprofits, and others put themselves on the line to be arrested, everyone realized this was a real growing people's movement. And each week, the Republican legislature handed the crowds another outrage for their bully pulpit. Deny Medicaid to 500,000 North Carolinians, reduce unemployment benefits, and eventually cut all benefits off for 70,000 long-term unemployed, craft a tax reform plan that gives breaks to the wealthiest and out-of-state corporations while raising taxes on 80% of everyone else. And each week, the crowd has grown, angry but well-mannered and respectful. In fact, it has a joyful, celebratory feeling. The governor, who was not from North Carolina but Ohio, declared they were outsiders. Sounds like the civil rights days? But a team of UNC scientists did a survey and found that 90% are North Carolinians. That made for great signs, all of which are clever and hard-hitting. A senator called the gatherings Moron Mondays and ridiculed the Reverend Barber, and the crowds grew bigger. Then they attacked the women. You should have seen the sea of pink on the mall. And to show you the power of Moral Mondays, the governor and the Senate and House leadership scheduled the rollout of their tax reform the same time as the Moral Monday gathering. Maybe to preempt the Moral Monday headlines? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Time now for some Tar Heel trivia.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Kent Emanuel had a very solid junior year in Chapel Hill for Carolina baseball. The lanky left-hander finished the season 11-5 with a 3.14 ERA. For his efforts, Emanuel was named the ACC Pitcher of the Year. The ACC Pitcher of the Year honor was first awarded in 2005, and Emanuel became the third Tar Pitcher to be honored. Today's Tar Heel trivia question, can you name the two previous Tar Heel pitchers before Kent Emanuel in 2013 to be named ACC Pitcher of the Year? The answer will be revealed after this commercial break. What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kent Emanuel became the third Tar Heel hurler to win ACC Pitcher of the Year this season with an 11-5 record and a 3.14 ERA. Do you know the other two pitchers to be honored with the award? Andrew Miller was the first Tar Heel to win ACC Pitcher of the Year, doing so in 2006. Miller went 13-2 that season with a 2.48 ERA and helping lead the Heels to the College World Series championship round. Alex White was the other Carolina pitcher to win the award, taking home the hardware in 2008. After finishing the year 13-3 with a 2.83 ERA and helping lead Carolina to another College World Series appearance.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Good morning, 6:47, 13 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, a look at your traffic and weather together, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero is Ruffin Slater. We will tell you why.
We waited all year for this, the kids to graduate, the weather to warm, all driving the impulse to escape for that well-deserved family vacation. How would you like to start that vacation with a wow and a brand new 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee that you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald LeMoyne.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, 3,800 CCR, tax tag and $549 based on MSRP of $36,875 and selling price of $35,500. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance. Does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. All new BMWs come with no-cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
Good morning, it is 6:48, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock in WCHL, 74 degrees. More on the weather coming up in just a moment. We're going to check traffic and weather together now. And this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Why not pay a visit to Berkeley Grimble over at Grimble Jewelers? They are always there for you. Grimble's is Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, next to Whole Foods. Now, we got him to slow down for just a moment. He is so busy this morning, it's amazing. You're a, kind of a blur like the Tasmanian devil.
My feet are still running under the table. They're still moving, though, I'm saying.
I can't see it. It's sort of like a duck swimming in the water with the feet going.
That's
like
exactly
crazy.
It. Yeah. Quack, quack.
You look calm and collected on the surface, though.
The calm before the storm, maybe.
Yeah, maybe so. Ladies and gentlemen, Rand Northam has a look at your morning traffic.
Thank you, Ron, and good morning and happy hump day to you.
Thank
traffic
you.
Is starting the day off smoothly here. I-40, 15501, NC-54 on the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. We always appreciate those road warriors letting us know so that we can pass the word along.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of road warriors out there.
We sure do.
Who do not mind getting involved, and that's a big help to everybody.
That's right.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Talk to you in about a half hour.
You bet.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee. Fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, 73 in Carrboro this morning. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, chance of rain is 30%. That's not bad. Tonight, 30% chance of rain, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thundershowers possible. Overnight low, 72. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of rain in the afternoon, only about a 20% chance. A temperature tomorrow in the low 90s. And tomorrow night, we'll get down to about 72 again with a 20% chance of rain. It is 6:51, 9 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL, and time to take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL. I got a whole bunch of them. We'll start with jazz singer Jimmy Scott, who's 88 years old today. Actor Donald Sutherland, 78. Actress singer Diane Carroll is 78 years old today. Spencer Davis of the Spencer Davis Group, 71. Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, 66 years old today. Let's see here. Terry Geezer Butler, rock musician, 64 today. Actress Lucy Arnaz, 62. Actor David Hasselhoff is 61 years old today. Mark Burnett, television producer for Survivor and The Apprentice, 53 years old today. Actor Jason Clark is 44. Country singer Luke Bryan is 37 years old today. Actor Eric Winter is 37. Actor Mike Vogel, 34. Tom Cullen, who's on TV, and Downton Abbey, 28 years old today. And actress Summer Bishel is 25. We got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, including Claudia Grober. Happy birthday, Claudia. Tiffany Christensen has a birthday today. David Fitch. All right, David, happy birthday, buddy. Jenny Foster Harper has a birthday. And Donna Bell is our birthday winner. She's a town council member, of course. Donna Bell gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard and also at Metamont. They enjoy taking good care of their customers, and they will certainly take care of you, Donna. Congratulations, Donna Bell. Happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
All right, it is Wednesday, and time for some trivia.
Yes, it is.
I'm always ready for this.
Well, good. Yeah, you are. You are a game player.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kiger.
Thank you very much.
He spends... oh, probably at least a couple of minutes a day on this.
Yeah.
Preparing.
Well, yeah, there is preparation concern. It isn't just mindless.
Yeah, there is a lot of the stuff that we say on here is mindless.
Without question.
Because it just kind of pops into our heads. Spontaneous.
Art Chansky's here.
Art Chansky. What in the world is he doing here so early? That's kind of unusual. Usually he comes dragging in later.
We mentioned games today, and that's our category today.
Oh, really?
Games.
All right. Good. I'm ready for a little gamesmanship.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go, folks. What was the brand name of the 4x4 sequel to the 3x3 Rubik's Cube? Holden Thorpe would have probably nailed this one.
Oh, yeah.
If he were still around.
He could probably do it, too, the first time he saw it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. What was the brand name of the 4x4 sequel to the 3x3 Rubik's Cube?
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess
you call it 919-929-WCHL, which is...
19245.
Yeah, and if you call with the correct answer, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you're...
good to go.
And then you bring in something that you can swap for what somebody has brought in earlier from being a trivia winner.
Yeah.
I do explain all that.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes I get confused.
Tell them what they've won, Don Pardo.
A new car.
Just kidding about that part, folks.
Call us.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ruffin Slater is today's WCHL hometown hero. Here's Andy Sachs to tell you why.
Well, Ruffin's General Manager of Weber Street Market. He and a handful of friends founded Weber Street Market about 25 years ago, and since then he's kept the co-op going through his good efforts.
Ruffin Slater and his friends were really ahead of their time.
They were getting together and talking about this in 1987, 1988, long before local and healthy and green were as popular as they are today. Really, the idea of Weber Street Market was an alternative, radical idea for this community back then.
It is not easy to do, I'm sure, to keep this food co-op running and growing and getting bigger and better all these years, but I know that he's worked really hard and it's really affected a lot of people.
There are over 15,000 consumer owners and 150 worker owners with the co-op, and it's not a one-man show, certainly, and Ruffin would be the first one to tell you that, but I think through his leadership, his visionary leadership, and his careful management, he's really kept the co-op going for these 25 years. You know, they started in Carrboro and opened up a second store in Southern Village, and then a third store in Hillsboro. They have a food house up in Hillsboro where all the prepared foods are made, and the bakery is up there in Hillsboro, and of course they have Panzanella restaurants in Carver also. So he's really grown this idea of a local consumer and worker-owned co-op into a very vibrant enterprise.
Ruffin is an entrepreneur, and we talk a lot about that these days, but he has really had a vision, and he stuck to it all this time.
That's exactly right, and that's what's so inspiring to me, is that he not only had the vision, he made it happen, and he has sustained it all this time. With other people, certainly, but it's his steady hand, I think, that has kept the co-op going and helped it to grow so much.
Make no mistake about it, Ruffin Slater has had a tremendous impact in our community in a lot of very positive ways.
Weaver Street Market has a community fund and make donations to local nonprofits every year at the annual meeting. That's very exciting. You know, just look at the that front lawn any day that the sun is shining, and any evening when it's cool enough for people to gather, that front lawn in Carrboro is our town square. It's our Central Park. And, I mean, Weaver Street Market, through Reference Leadership, also has provided local, healthy food to the people that live in our community. Really impacted us in numerous ways.
Our thanks to Andy Sachs for the nomination, and hats off to Ruffin Slater, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:57, 3 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
Freddie, you asked that question about what was the successor, I guess, in other words.
Yeah, the 4x4 sequel to the 3x3
Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care.
Rubik's Revenge.
I couldn't even master the Rubik's Cube, much less Revenge.
No, that was one of those games I'm like, nah.
I can't do that.
Released in 1982, it was also called the Master Cube. So Master Cube or Rubik's Revenge. The world record. For single fastest time for Rubik's Revenge,
right,
25.34 seconds.
Wow.
I know. By Felix, you ready for this name? Zemdegs, Z-E-M-D-E-G-S. Felix Zemdegs of Australia, sometime earlier this year. This year.
I thought you were going to say Felix Unger.
No, oh.
Sometime early this year.
Yeah. No kidding. And then another record for solving the Rubik's Revenge, 2 minutes. 48.88 seconds. Marcel Indre of Hungary did it blindfolded.
Well, that's amazing. And congratulations to our amazing winner this morning, Randy Ellison of Carrboro, who called in with the answer to the question, Rubik's Revenge. Randy gets the Swap Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's 72% off, $54 for 3 bar classes, available now for $15. Core bar classes are different from any fitness routine you've ever done, fusing elements of cardio, yoga, and weight training classes that tone and shape your body. With today's deal, get 3 core bar classes or choose from any of the 23 classes they offer, including Pilates and Power Yoga. It's 72% off from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
It's 74 degrees right now, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, 30% chance. Our high temperature today in the low 90s, so another hot, muggy day.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce.